Blog Talk Radio.
Support system, if it's
on and offline, or both on and offline. You know, if you work out alone, or if you have a buddy, or if you go to a gym, and if you have a personal trainer, it's all good stuff. You know what I'm saying? So I know, but it's the first day of school for a lot of these students, so, and teachers, and those of you that work in education. So have fun today. Also, if today is your birthday, happy, happy birthday to you and yours. But to you, but then yours is because those that are celebrating with you also. I had every intention of broadcasting the weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, but I didn't. My apologies for those of you that really was looking forward to the weekend edition, because I always look forward to broadcasting it. If today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. You're not alone, because you're sharing your birthday with the one and only talk show host, Katie Couric. She's 56. Getting tongue tied. She's 56 years old today. Paul Revere, rock musician, is 75. Jane Winter, magazine publisher of the Rolling Stone, is 67. Kenny Loggins is 65. Oh my God, one of my favorite actors, David Caruso, actor, CSI Miami. Lord knows I miss Mr. CSI Miami. 57. John Thune, U.S. Senator, Republican, South Dakota. Happy birthday to my fellow Republican. Nicholas Cage. And I'm looking forward to not only, you know, getting back to Texas, to Dallas, to be a successful entrepreneur and a successful student, an employee too. You know, I want to get a gig over there, but also, and also, you know, doing my thing as a political enthusiast, campaigning for the reelection of the one and only Texas Governor, Governor Perry. I always do my thing, you know, from Mississippi, but I actually be in the state where I can do some legwork, and I know it's going to be so much fun. Okay, and happy birthday to Nicolas Cage, actor, 49. Jeremy Renner, oh, my God, love him. Actor, The Hurt and The Locker, you know, he's 42. John Rich, country musician, is big and big and rich, 39. Alfonso Soriano, baseball player, is 37. U.S. Senator Rand Paul, Republican, Kentucky, turns 50 years young today. And I just seen in the news where his son was arrested for, I think, being a little tipsy, a little bit too much alcohol or something. So some birthday present he gave his father. And in today, highlighting history, you know, this is courtesy of AP Press and also DallasNews.com. On January 7, 1789, the first U.S. presidential election was held. Americans voted electors who a month later chose George Washington to be the nation's first president. And then 1800, Millard Fillmore, the 13th president of the United States, was born in Summerhill, New York. 1927, commercial transatlantic telephone service was inaugurated between New York and London. 1942, the World War II siege of Bataan began. 1953, President Harry S. Truman announced in his State of the Union address that the United States had developed a hydrogen bomb. And then in 1955, singer Marian Anderson made her debut with the Metropolitan Opera in New York, becoming the first black person to perform there as a member. And then in 1959, the United States recognized Fidel Castro's new government in Cuba. And in 72, that's 1972, Louis F. Powell Jr. and William H. Rehnquist were sworn in as the 99th and 100th members of the Supreme Court. 1979, Vietnamese forces captured the Cambodian capital of Phnom Penh, overthrowing the Khmer Rouge government. 1989, Japanese Emperor Hirohito died at age 87. 1997, a major blizzard paralyzed the United States, claiming more than 100 lives. And then in 1997, Newt Gingrich became the first Republican reelected House Speaker in 68 years. And then in 1999, President Clinton's impeachment trial began in the Senate. And in 2005, actor Brad Pitt and actress Jennifer Aniston announced they were separating after 4 years of marriage. And now look at them. They both are so happy in love with their current mate. That is so cool, you know. I mean, they were an awesome couple, were they not? But, you know, they moved on and they both are happy, happy, happy now with their new lives. 2006, American journalist Jill Carroll was abducted in Iraq and a translator was killed. Carroll was released unharmed after 82 days. And then in 2006, Representative Tom DeLay, Republican of Texas, facing corruption charges, stepped down as House Majority Leader. And he was on Dancing with, that was the season he was on Dancing with the Stars too, right? Oh my God. The Bachelor comes on tonight. I am so excited. And then also we have that big BCS football championship game that is happening also. So, wow. Well, here's David J., one of my favorite teen independent artists. School.
Push hard. Gangnam Style.
Celebration in Dallas to New Year's Eve downtown. It was televised, and but I know it was just amazing down there in the cold, having fun too. But their celebration came on, and then the Ryan Seacrest celebration came on at midnight. So it was just it was an amazing show. I loved it when Dick Clark was on, because I was growing up until an adult, and Ryan Seacrest is one of my favorite people, and he is just doing a great job, is he not? Thank you to my friends. Big shout out to my friend Patrick. Big shout out to my friend Michael, Big D, native Mississippian. But you all know about Mike, that dude Smith. He co-hosted the show more than a few times when the show first went on air. To him, you know, real cool. Also to my friend Ramon, who fed my dogs when I was away. Shout out to my nephew, who fed my dogs. One of the days while I was away, who is a native Dallas person, and let's see, is it Dallas Knight? I was about to say Dallasonian, because we call Jackson Jacksonian. But, you know, I've loved me some Dallas forever. I just want to thank those of you that showed, that reached out and helped me going and coming back to Dallas. And also, I'm not forgetting anybody, and I don't want to forget anybody, but everybody. Olga School had an amazing presentation at Olga School. Even though I was right across looking at Aviva Institute Dallas every day, my hotel room window looked right at the shops at Park Place. I could see the Ulta sign. Not that Monday. You all know I stayed in that Monday because it was cold and raining, and I did not want to get the cold and flu. Just like almost everywhere, the flu and pneumonia is very bad in Dallas, too. And, you know, I am prayerful. The past 3 years, I've been sick during this time of year. So I've been doing my best not to get sick. I didn't want to get sick my first day. So I stayed in the first day, and I worked and had fun and relaxed and chilled and enjoyed the last day of the year. And, of course, broadcasted to you guys. But it was a good, productive working vacay, because I had not been away in ages, but this year is the year of travel. It's one of my resolutions, the year of travel. And in any means, road, trip, bus, train, because I had been on Amtrak. I always wanted to ride Amtrak. Plane, anyway, you know, cruise, whatever. This is going to be, I just made up my mind, this is a year of travel. Most definitely in my region, most definitely domestic travel. I would love the international travel this year. You know, you all know the places I would love to go, places I've loved while we wanted to go. But we'll see, won't we? So start off small and then you see what happens. but I know I'm just running my mouth and so on. But again, I want to thank the listeners for your support. You know, the show premiered March 21st, 2011. And so it's amazing. This has been an amazing journey. The show is still in development also. So thank you. So if you'd like to take guests, please let me know. don't ever hesitate to call in. If you want to call in this morning and talk about your goals, especially your health and fitness New Year's resolutions, don't hesitate to call. I'll have about 25 more minutes of live streaming where your call can get in at 714-409-0614. And this is an entertainment lifestyle show, as I might want to remind you. And, you know, those topics we never run out of, so that's one good thing. But, again, thank you. And here is Mississippi native, Dallas resident, King Trill. And yes, you are.
Texas, King Trill, Mississippi. Yeah, I got my homies TNG in this bitch with me.
Oklahoma.
I like this beat right here. Hey, you know what? I've been analyzing the game and I realize KT, I see you. Ain't nobody out there spinning real shit no more. No, ain't nobody out there representing for the hood no more.
Well, hold it down then.
Well, this goes out to all my OGs still living. And it don't matter if you in these streets or in prison. All my homies up in heaven still riding with me. Just know I live every day just like you're riding with me. My young G's, keep your mind and your bread. You know them haters ain't gonna rest even after you're dead. See, it's a dirty game. You gotta watch how you play. Don't let your pussy get you caught or keep your eyes on the fence. They say sometimes it takes death to bring peace. Well, I done seen so much death, sometimes I think I still need a peace. I hustle every day just like I'm still in these streets. Except now it's not me, my kids gotta eat. See, money don't bring pain, cause it's your income increase. So is the pain. The more them haters see you shine, the more they pray to see your brain. Till eventually they try to take you out of the game. Hey, you know I still hold it down for all my people in the hood and all my homies. Keep it real for all my people in the ghetto. Get it how you live. Hey, you know I still hold it down for all my people in the hood and all my homies locked down. Hey, you know I still keep it real for all my people in the ghetto. Get it how you live.
Look, I keep my eyes on the snake. Where I'm from, they be robbing son like Nate. See Rush the truth, me a dub eight. Checking up on city, man, my thoughts cause quake. My generation put an end to the house party. Everybody getting a party had to have a 40. No OE,
nope.
I'm talking Glock back and pop. Lil' homie 15 and this Mac is hot. I been about it, been riding since A-Land when they was pop locking. But now they gangster, right? Probably you need to stop it. I'm a rocket shot at a star. Watch me explode, blow with the pieces. Now they see me, I'm coming for show. And for my people in the ghetto, we gon' do the most. We can't be down forever, something gon' shake, I know. And it don't make no sense if you ain't making dough. Stay on your grind and in time it's gon' be your time to blow.
Hey, you know I still hold it down for all my people in the hood and all my homies locked down. Hey, you know I still keep it real for all my people in the ghetto. Get it how you live. Hey, you know I still hold it down for all my people in the hood and all my homies locked down. Hey, you know I still keep it real for all my people in the ghetto. Get it how you live.
Now my people around the world listen, the ghetto ain't real. It's just a concentrated thought that keeps the truth concealed. My lyrics real, all you got to do is open your ears and understand this wicked plan they've been plotting for years. We all slaves in the system, no matter your race, cause poverty don't consider the color of your face. Make no mistake, on the way to escape, give up the hate, keep your faith, put these devils in their place. Cause in the end, it's our kids who suffer. We go to war every day, but only killing each other. Why the media just laugh while we baptize our babies inside of a bloodbath? We on the path to destruction. I think it's time we consider reconstruction. And stop killing over colors at the end of the war. We only killing each other.
Hey, you know what they're holding down for all my people in the hood and all my homies locked down.
Only you can determine how far you're going in life. You know, ain't nobody else determine where you're going or where you're headed in life but you. You know, don't let these motherfuckers hold you down.
You know,
it's time to get it.
It's my friend Mars Mills. Shout out to all of you. includes Joseph Corden, that attended his gig this past weekend in Chi-Town. Here's
to be loved. I face of influenza.
I am a face of influenza.
I am a face of influenza.
I am a face of influenza.
We all are faces of influenza.
I'm a mom. And I'm a face of influenza. Health officials now recommend everyone 6 months of age and older get immunized against influenza this
and every year.
Vaccination is safe and is the best way to help protect yourself and your family from contracting and spreading the flu.
We all are faces of influenza.
See your healthcare provider about getting immunized. The American Lung Association urges everyone 6 months of age and older, and we mean everyone, to get vaccinated. Visit
facesofinfluenza.org.
Influenza is serious. So are we. Get vaccinated.
Hola, soy Thalía. Muchos de ustedes me conocen como actriz, cantante, artista, pero mi papel más importante es el de ser mamá. March of Dimes me ayudó con excelente información durante mi embarazo. Mi bebé nació sana y a término, como debe ser para todos los bebés. Por eso apoyo a March of Dimes y su caminata anual, La Marcha por los Bebés. Únase y participe en La Marcha por los Bebés. Visite nacersano.org.
Hi, I'm Julie Bowen, asking you to walk with me in March for Babies. Too many children in our country are being born prematurely or with birth defects. They have to fight to survive every day, but you can make a difference. Your steps in March for Babies can help them take their first steps. Visit marchforbabies.org to start your team and raise money to ensure that babies are born healthy. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
Yes. Hey, you all, this flu and cold season is serious. I had planned on getting my vaccination shot. I hadn't yet. And like I said before, you know, I've been doing my best to prevent it from coming on. Here in Jackson, in Dallas, and I was in Dallas last week, and just watching the world news and American news, it is just bad. Do your best to prevent it, or if you feel it coming on, just do your best. Fill yourself up with HTO, eat a lot of veggies, soup, of course, vitamin C. There's a lot of home, I'm dying to deep south, so you know we have a lot of remedies. But there's a lot of remedies that can help. You know, we know there's not a cure for the cold and for the flu, but there are ways that we can not allow colds and flus to get bad, because none of us want the pneumonia and all of that stuff, right? So do your best to take care of yourself and your loved ones when they're not feeling good. You know, be nice to those that have colds and flus and stuff going on, because you never know. You might not be sick, but you might be sick next week or next month, and you want somebody to do something nice to you. Go to the store for some orange juice or some medicine or something. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. Don't. Just because you're doing good today don't mean you won't get that flu bug next week. Oh, we have a caller, too, because, you know, we're talking about our New Year's resolution, health, fitness, and just overall resolution. So have a fun friend I was chatting with in the chat room. He's online right now. So thank you.
Hello?
Oh, my God, Beth, first of all, I just wanted to thank you so much. I love your show.
Thank you.
I joined in about Christmas time when you were talking about tips for single people like myself.
Uh-huh.
And, oh, my God, I was listening to your ad, like, when I was on your show just a moment ago. It was about influenza. And, just
yeah.
To say, I'm really affected by that because my ex-boyfriend, like boyfriend, actually passed away from influenza.
Oh, my God. No. Giving you hugs.
Oh, thank you, Beth. Such a beautiful person. If I win my life, I would totally hug you in kisses.
Oh, yeah. So we're doing imaginary kisses. Mwah. Yeah. Oh, my God.
You.
So, when did he pass away?
Oh, it was only like 6 months ago.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah. Wow. I was in Dallas last week, and I know a teen had died like the day after Christmas. And it's not
mm-hmm.
serious. I think some people think that it's not serious, but it is serious. The past few years,
totally
I've had a cold flu, and it's
God.
Not fun.
Exactly. Oh, my God. Just like a serious thing. Like, people just see it as like some, you know, trivial, like symptoms, like a cold, but it's so much more than that. And oh my God, like I have this friend whose name is Dan Ian. Let me tell you something about Janice. We were best friends in middle school, and she got influenza, and she got really sick, and she had to drop out of high school, and she never finished high school. She never graduated. And 2 years later, she got bronchitis because apparently influenza is like an entryway into bronchitis, and you're very vulnerable to bronchitis. You can actually suffer from it. And she ended up passing away from bronchitis.
Oh,
years
man. Sometimes it's not actually the influenza or the it's sometimes it's something associated. Yes, I always hear that.
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
exactly.
Oh, so it's the bronchitis.
Oh, sorry, like, oh my God, our cards went off topic. New Year's resolution. I just want to be clear. That's all I just want to be clear.
Your voice is kind of echoing. Do you mind hanging up and then calling me right back so your voice can be clear?
For sure, Beth, I'll do that right now.
Call back, just hang up and call back because I want your voice to be really clear.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Wow, that is something. He had an ex-boyfriend to pass away, plus a friend to pass away. See, you all hear firsthand that influenza is really serious, really serious. I don't know about you all, but his voice sounded like he was echoing. So if when he calls back, I think it's going to be clearer right now. Okay, hurry up, call back. So I'm sure his voice will be much clearer when he calls back. Call back, caller. I want to talk with you. but yes, I'm loving 2013 already, and I'm so glad to see that so many of you are so optimistic about the new year. Well, let me chat with him in the chat room and ask him to call back. Call back in, my friend. And he's so cheerful. Yes, indeed. I'm going to call back in. But while we're waiting for his call, we can talk about a New Year's resolution. Last year, I remember sharing the newsletter from Dying Wise. Man. I don't know. He said his Skype has crashed. Oh, no. Hopefully you get back in. Hopefully you can call back in. I'll be on air tomorrow at the same time. At the same time also. Oh. Oh, and then here's another friend of mine that I have not talked to this year. Wow. Well, thank you, my friend. Hopefully, if you can't get back in this morning, please call me tomorrow so we can continue our conversation regarding the new year and all that good stuff. But let's talk about, I'm really looking forward to talking with him. I love it when my enthusiastic friends and I talk, either online, listeners of the show, or my dear friends in person. It is just so much fun. A Healthier You in 2013 by Chef Noshe. Of course, it's Don Wise. You know, I love sharing his newsletters, Denise Austin newsletters, and Lewis Howell's newsletters, and it's so awesome. And I remember last year sharing his New Year's newsletter, and this is what Chef Noshe of Home Bistro Dine Wise says. First of all, you can get regular subscriber to his newsletter, a $500 quarterly winner, and the lucky winner of his quarterly $500 gift certificate is Judy Chris of Alabama. So congratulations her for her $500 gift certificate is on its way.
And the way you can win, like, gift certificates like that is by subscribing to the newsletter that I'm sharing with you. And then you can, and it keeps your 15% discount activated and qualifies us for weekly and quarterly gift certificates. Okay, he says that a healthier you in 2013, Chef No Shit is what I'm talking about. He says that I thought it would be fun to republish what everyone else does with New Year's resolutions. Believe it or not, our government actually keeps statistics on this. Here's America's top New Year's resolutions. I thought this newsletter looked familiar, but it is the same one from last year. And really, I'm pretty successful with my New Year's resolutions. And Marvin, I guess it's okay for me to say the caller's name, in the chat room, he asked me about my resolutions, and I shared with him most of them. And most of my resolutions and goals are old, and a lot of them are new also. But I'm pretty much sticking to God, keeping God first. Second, maintaining, developing of good, positive, personal and professional relationships. Very important. Of course, number two really is taking my health and fitness goals and resolutions seriously. I did pretty good, but I still need to drop pounds. I still need to transform myself. So I'm focused on, I'm self-loving myself, as I wrote on my Facebook page yesterday. I'm self-loving myself, and I'm focusing on self-improvement goals, improving my image, improving my body, improving the way I look. You know, I'm focusing on, like, what some of us consider superficial things, you know, but, you know, and that's pretty much so is what I'm doing. Because, you know, our looks are important. And that's what I'm in the business for, too. In the business of a little girl, I always love the beauty, the business of beauty, fashion, entertainment, of being of advising others, and being an image consultant, being a beauty consultant, a makeup artist. So, you know, it's important to, you know, to be your own billboard also. So I'm feeling good on the inside, so my outside needs to match how I feel on the inside. Because I know how it feels to be the opposite, to be all polished up, looking good, on the inside, not feeling so hot. And I honestly can say that I have been through some humbling experiences, and I will continue to go through humbling experiences, but I feel good and at peace on the inside. So I need my outside appearance to be congruent with the way that I feel on the inside. You know, and doing the things that, and to reach the goals that I need to reach and want to reach and that God is leading me to reach is utmost important. It's important for all of us to be concerned about our appearances, and that's something that, you know, we'll be talking about. But most importantly, it is important how you feel on the inside about yourself and your relationship with the one above. Just want to hear that. That's all. And hello to I'm just having fun. It's a lot of blocktalkradio.com peeps saying hello to me this morning, and I'm loving it. Loving it. Thank you all for the love. This makes it worthwhile. It's so encouraging to do this and broadcast the show. Number 10. Chef Loche says they have the year in 2013 is reduce stress. 9, quit smoking. 8, quit or drink less alcohol. 7, improve your education. That's something that I'm working on. 6, eat right. I was telling my mom last night, now I can't be eating all this good comfort southern food that I'd be eating with you, Mom. I really got to get serious, get back to doing some things I used to do, eating those, like, healthy food and focusing on certain stuff, because, you know, Mom and I like to eat good southern comfort foods also. And I found out recently that I might be an emotional eater on occasion. So I'm, like, controlling and observing how do I react and act to emotions and to my emotions. Do they, you know, I've talked about it on the show, how we can trigger and how it's best to do something else, you know. So this is really fun. honestly. Hello, Pianki. Pianki's in the house. And so on. So let me say Happy New Year to Pianki. And hello to Pianki. And, okay, now, and number four, get a better job. Three, save money. Two, manage debt. And number one is always on that list, but number one, lose weight. And Chef Noche says, I'm not surprised losing weight is number one, but I'm surprised 60% of the resolutions listed here have to do with improving our health. That must mean we are all aware of the importance of maintaining a healthier lifestyle. But I also discovered 88% of our New Year's resolutions end up as failures. Get fit and eat right. I like these right in the middle of the New Year's resolution list. Number five, get fit. Number six, eat right. And I always hear people say, you know, it's good to eat less and exercise more. And you know, and that seems about right. Eat less and exercise more. But then also it's recommended that we should eat like 3 to 4 healthy meals a day, portion-controlled meals a day, you know. So eat less, but eat like more. Because if we're just eating like one big meal or two big meals, that's really, it's important to eat like 3 to 4 portion meals, healthy portion meals, balanced meals a day. And exercise. You know, but you know what works for you. You know, we all know what works for ourselves. But if we don't, we do our darnest to find out. If you can end the year saying I'm fitter and eat better than I did in 2012, would you consider that a successful, healthy lifestyle change? I certainly would. The first rule of making a lifestyle change is to do it gradually and set realistic goals. Getting started. Whenever I start a new plan or project, I have to see where I am right now. Let's do just two very simple things to be able to say we have started our 2013 Get Fit and Eat Right. BMI Index. BMI, or Body Mass Index, is a measurement of body fat that is determined by height and weight. A score system provides an extra BMI index number, which is then classified into four categories: underweight, normal, overweight, obese. Oh, my God, I almost fell out backwards when I had the BMI in test back at the end of September. I'm praying that my BMI is lesser than it is now, but I promise you I almost fell backwards. Calorie calculator, and, you know, so I need to lower my BMI. And my doctor and I and one of her nurses there, the nurses, we're watching my blood pressure, you know. And you all know that I was diagnosed with fibroids, but I just feel that the fibroids and that cyst on my white ovary are healing. So prayerfully, I won't have to have that myomectomy that I thought I was going to have to schedule by the grace of good God and by grace of you prayer warriors that are always praying for me, as I do pray for you also. It is a great tool for seeing your current break-even daily calorie intake so you can set your own personal caloric goals for weight loss. Oh, okay, I did the BMI index. Let me start over. This is the calorie calculator. Our calorie calculator is after the BMI index. Calorie calculator. Our calorie calculator will tell you how many calories you burn per day. It's important personal variables such as your height, weight, age, and general activity level. It is a great tool for your current break-even daily calorie intake so you can get your own personal caloric goals for weight loss. And then there's exercise choices. Everyone knows exercise improves your health. The more calories you burn, the more calories you can eat. Or if you reduce your calories intake, the faster you will lose weight. Try to come up with a varied exercise plan that you can stick to and maybe even enjoy. These three tools are a great start to any healthy lifestyle change. I think people may forget a New Year's resolution is a gradual and annual change to get from where you are now to where you want to be. If you happen to be off to a great start on your resolutions, great. If not, why not take the first step in taking a closer look at where you are right now? Then think about where you want to be at the end of the year. I invited Rebecca back to the show to help us to set up simple guidelines to create a long-term resolution you can achieve. And shared some of her information last year and often does. And so Rebecca Sale, CPT, says, certified personal trainer, says that send your New Year's resolutions through. Hoping to make and keep New Year's resolutions, make sure to plan ahead to be successful. And while many people out there truly look upon the New Year as their opportunity to commit, too often their efforts end in defeat. It's not that they plan to fail, it's that they fail to plan. So in order to really keep this New Year's resolution, there are five easy-to-do, surefire ways that can help anyone meet their personal goals. Make a 30-day challenge. At least say you'll try it for 30 days. In your mind, it's easy to digest, right? You can do that. The trick is that after 30 days, the habit will be set into you, and it will be easy to keep on going. Journal. A great way to stay committed is to keep a little resolution journal. At the end of the night, note your progress of the day and what your goals are for the next day. Planning like this gives you a clear guide to success. Like the walk-off weight book and journal that I love to share info from, that you can order from prevention.com, written by prevention.com fitness director Michelle Stanton. Walk off the weight. There's the book, and then there's also the fitness journal, the walk off weight journal. Okay, then there's the don't give up when you slip up. See, a lot of us do give up. Oh my God, I don't want to start all over, but don't give up if you backtrack or have a setback or something. I tell you, sometimes it wasn't easy for me this past year, but I stuck to my New Year's resolutions and I stuck to my goals even when it got hard. Yes, you will fall off the wagon. The trick is to get back on quickly. Don't risk losing all the hard work you've done so far. Acknowledge you messed up and move forward fast before you can allow yourself to justify falling. And you know, and you see it in yourself when you stay persistent and consistent and stick to your goals. And then those afar off and close by see it also. Because I thank the personal trainers and that have reached out to me to assist me in staying focused. And the gym here in Jackson that I had just started working out at this past fall also, you know, I'll be visiting there. I hadn't worked out in there since on the elliptical since like early October, so I'll be going back to the gym. I did work out once at the hotel last week. They have an amazing fitness center at the Doubletree Hotel by Hilton at Campbell Center, and you can go in anytime, 24/7, you know. I got on a stationary bike. So it's important to, you know, to at least get in like 30 minutes of exercise. If you're doing jumping jacks or jumping rope or whatever, or push-ups, I mean, there are things that we can do without going to the gym, but there are spots that I need to hit by getting on an elliptical machine or something of that sort. You know, there are those spots that I need to hit and firm up, and I notice really elliptical, getting on elliptical machines make a difference, and it's good for cardio also, you know, so watching my blood pressure. Now, some of you have diabetes and so on, so I know it's good to get on certain exercises to help control diabetes or to work it out, because there are a lot of people that do overcome diabetes also. One of my mother was even diagnosed with like a little slight case of diabetes about a year and a half ago, and then the next time she went to the doctor, they were like, no trace of diabetes. But first of all, the doctor was warning her, be careful with how you eat and all this. You might get diabetes. Then she did get diagnosed with a little slight case of diabetes, and then when she went back, she didn't have it anymore. And so I have loved ones that have to control diabetes, and I have loved ones who manage their diabetes pretty good. Then there's loved ones who do, by maintaining their health and lifestyle, you know, their limitation of taking medication for diabetes is really limited, or they don't have it anymore, and they don't, therefore they don't have to take medicine anymore for something that they do not have. So it goes back to what the next point made in this newsletter is to be realistic. If you set unrealistic goals, you won't achieve them. You'll get upset and you'll give up. But be realistic. Set goals that you can achieve. take one small step a day, by the end of the year, you'll realize you've come pretty damn far. Darn far, I mean. And then there's one at a time. Don't try and bite off more than you can chew. So that's when we really feel overwhelmed, when we try to bite off more than we can chew. That's what I'm saying. Shedding pounds is the most popular resolution. If that's going to be yours, great. But that's a lifestyle change, which is a big thing. So until you are well and truly underway, don't add another resolution to your list. So many people give up on their resolutions so quickly, and that's a great shame. Stick to yours and see it through. Make 2013 a life-changing year. You'll be glad you did. And then about the author, Rebecca Adonasio, CPT, a certified personal trainer. She's a member of the Nine Wise Advisory Board and a frequent contributor to the weekly newsletters. And you can visit her website at e-fitsolutions.com. That's e-fitsolutions. So that's pretty cool right there, I must add. So, again, the BCS Championships are played tonight. And then what? Wow, the tentative deal made by the Hockey League, National Hockey League. So that's a good thing, right? And NFL is on. We'll be finding out who's going to be going, who will be playing who, huh, with the playoffs on the way. So that should be amazing. New Orleans, City of New Orleans is definitely all gung-ho and ready, but not only the Super Bowl, but also for Fat Tuesday, because the Mardi Gras celebrations will be going on also, and Fat Tuesday is on February the 12th. So it's going to be a fun time for those going to New Orleans in February, huh? Okay.
Hi, I'm Shawn Johnson, Olympic gymnast. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, but I went on to win gold. Every baby deserves that chance to grow up and shine. That's what March of Dimes is all about. Help me and the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies. To get involved or to make a gift, visit marchofdimes.com.
And today is January the 7th, 2013. Hillary Wadham Clinton goes back to work today. And also locally in political news, one of our politicians, Doug Anderson, decided to reverse his resignation and stick to his job as Cass County supervisor. He's been in office for like 20 years. No his daughters. Matter of fact, my mother used to keep a couple of grandkids, and recently seen his daughter Denise, and I seen on the news that he reversed his resignation and decided to. He had a stroke in recent years, and so his family and he was concerned about his health, but it looks like he's reversing his resignation and will stick to his position as one of our great Hines County supervisors until November, until a special election is held for someone to replace his position. So best wishes to Hillary Clinton on her first day at work, and also to Mr. Doug Anderson, who they say 16 News is reporting will be in the Hines County Supervisors Chamber in downtown Jackson and have reversed his resignation decision. I think they said he was dissatisfied with the person that they chose to fill in the spot as interim. So, again, Happy New Year to everyone. And thank you, worldwide listeners, for tuning in. And thank you, Ebony Empress, for having me on your show as one of your own air guests on last Tuesday. I'm always in her chat room, but last Tuesday we had a blast of a good time talking with Ebony Empress. She wanted a lot of her friends on air with her, those that have been on her show and those that she networked with heavily. She is a love relationship expert, and I advise you all to dig her shows. Her shows air on Tuesdays and Thursdays here on blogtalkradio.com. And she is a love and a relationship expert, and her show is blogtalkradio.com, Ebony Empress, okay? And she's fun to network with. And on Facebook, you can find her as Ebony Empress and also as Sandra Rodney. If you see Sandra Rodney on my page, that's her. So check her out because awesome, awesome love advice.
What up, though? It's your host with the most, Big Snoopy Deagle Double G. And you inside this techno dance mixtape brought to you by, that's right, y'all, BLE. Radio station BLE on your dial. You dig? And we're going to kick it off with a little something like this.
Check him out at SoundCloud.com. Snoop Dogg. Here's Foxman, Under the Weather.
Mm-hmm. just hope it's not too far. Hope it's not too late. Now this whole thing is so bizarre. I should have told you just how much I love your smile. I could have given you mine in return, but that was not my style. I should have told you just how much I love your kiss. I should have told you. Now I'm sitting here just reminiscing. As you go away, I'm sitting here kicking my own bell. High for today. Now I'm sitting in my backyard just so. I was just acting way too hard. Could I have you there? Barefoot and pregnant, four kids in our backyard. But you went away. Wait just 1 minute. Is that the doorbell? I hear it. Please tell me you come back home. This song I won't have to be singing.
Could I, would have done better. I know you were gonna leave. I'd never let you. Now I'm writing you this letter. Should have, could have, would have, if I knew back then what I know right now. Would have done better.
Here's with Ford and the Foundry, Be Like You. They have a big gig coming up, if I'm not mistaken, on 11th in Dallas. So you all, if you're going to be in Dallas, or if you're in Dallas, check them out. Like their Facebook fan page. Check them out on SoundCloud and definitely Reverb Nation in MySpace. To stay updated on all and everything regarding with Ford and the Foundry. Here's Be Like You, based in Big D.
Come on.
drop that shit for these fuck niggas. Hey, drop that shit.
Noticed, but I don't think I have congratulated this happy couple. This is from Money Management Executive and Melanie Hobson to wed George Lucas. And congratulations to the happy couple. This is by Hong Train. And it says that it looks like famed movie director George Lucas is finally channeling his inner Jedi Knight force to wed longtime fiance Melanie Hobson, president of Oriole Investments. So, big shout-out. Congratulations to them also. I love listening to her tips on morning shows and also on the Tom Jordan Morning Show. And, of course, we all love George Lucas, do we not? So a beautiful couple, I must say, very beautiful couple. So congratulations to the happy, happy couple. Yes, yes, yes. Boy, there's been, like a celebrity baby news, like, all over the place. Okay, now. If you still have time to do some more exercise, and here is, you know, like 8 minutes to exercise. Dance Electric, France.
And remember,
Please, don't
come
to the conference.
Thank you.
work out on that song right there. 8 minutes, you can do a lot of things in 8 minutes. For real. And not just eating breakfast, but exercising, you know. Big shout out to my mom, too. Much love and hugs and kisses to my mom also, all for her love and her support and forever girlfriend. And I do get my buns in school, so I can graduate before my birthday as long as 11, you know, for my esthetician license. So praying that I get my buns in school so I can graduate for my birthday. And also a big birthday present to my mom also, you know, just want to make her proud, you know. But thank you all for listening. It has been a blast. Here's something from Denise Austin also. How to lose belly fat beyond crunches. And see, that's my deal. Someone asked Denise if I've been doing crunches religiously, but I'm not getting flatter abs. What do I have to do to lose belly fat? And Denise replies, contrary to popular belief, toned abs don't come from doing a million crunches alone. In fact, you may already have abs still. They may simply be covered by a layer of insulation. A three-pronged attack is needed to really flatten the tummy. The first thing that's necessary is a fat-burning cardio workout, like running, biking, or using a treadmill, a stair climber, or any elliptical machine 3 times a week for at least 20 minutes. And that's what I was talking about earlier, how I need to get on ellipticals to hit those certain spots. And then the next thing that'll help shrink your middle is exercise that target each of the different ab muscle groups, as well as your lower back. Try adding reverse sit-up, for example. Focus on using good form and really tightening those muscles. And then finally, you need to eat healthy foods and watch your portion sizes and calorie intake. If you do all three of these things, you should see a difference in about 2 weeks. So go for it, and it's worth it. Yeah, you can see a difference. When I returned to the gym back in the fall, I saw a difference working on the elliptical machines and so on. Denise also says that turn idle time into exercise time. You can tone your muscles whether you're in the kitchen or in front of the TV, no sweat required, and so on. So like when I'm watching The Bachelor, and I saw maybe, and when some of us are watching the BCS Championship, that's a workout in itself for many of us, though. I was just watching the news, and some of those tickets are, like, going for $2,500. Wow. Man, collegiate football is got it going on. You know, Ole Miss won their bowl game also this past weekend, so congratulations. I think it's the Compass Bowl, so congratulations to the state of Mississippi, Ole Miss, for winning their bowl game also. So it's been so much fun. It's not over, but it's almost over until tomorrow. And I really do thank you. And you know you can contact me. My info is right here on my profile at blogtalkradio.com. Cut the shock ain't hyphen, KULTRESHOKENT hyphen bath. You have my email address there, how to connect with me on Facebook, YouTube, even one of my cell numbers. And if you'd like to tweet, you can tweet me at Bath Williams, BTHWMS, Cut the shock ain't KULTRESHOKENT. Also, those of you that love Mark and all things Mark, the Avon brand I am a Mark rep with, if you love Mark and you're a Mark customer, you're a Mark girl or guy, I'm a Mark girl, and you can tweet me at Beth, BethMarkGirl, Beth Mark girl. And also, I'm at Instagram, at Instagram.com, Culture Shot Inc. Beth. Also, Pinterest, I love Pinterest. You can follow me at Pinterest, connect with me at Pinterest, and repin, and I love repinning. Also at Pinterest.com/CultureShock, that's KULTRESHOKBETH. And then also, you can check me out at LinkedIn. Also, I'm on LinkedIn. I love networking on LinkedIn. I have MySpace pages, too, that I need to update. MySpace is still popping, right? I know. And I'm on SoundCloud and Reverb Nation also. So pretty much if you follow me on Twitter, you can get all my information regarding all my other links too. But thank you. It's been so much fun. I'm telling you, you really keep me going just like you say I keep you going. And it's all about us spreading love, right? It is. Honestly, it boils down to us spreading love and supporting one another and loving one another. Honestly, like Dre Day say, who am I working on new music? And if I had Broadcast Weekend Edition, I was going to talk about those that are working on new music. And Christian Williams has been promoting that he's working on a new album. Do you all remember Iman? Iman Dole, remember him? He's working on new music. So it's a lot of cats that are working on new music, male and female cats, while working on new music and new projects and so on. And that's another thing I love about Dallas also. Not only does it really motivate my business side, but my creative side. And this my worldwide creative minds motivate me. And Jackson is a creative city also. Anybody who's never been to Jackson, I recommend you all to come to the state of Mississippi, to the city of Jackson, also, especially if you're a history buff. And if you really love, if you're really influenced by musical artists, Mississippi is definitely, and love good food, Mississippi is definitely the place to be, most definitely. I know, I'm just a pig, huh? But here's Dread Days, Karen and Sharon, and I am just anticipating hearing their new music, because those guys are so freaking awesome.
Yeah.